WA Mobile.
Steve, KO4HKX.
Good morning, Patrick. I didn't know if I'd hit the repeater or not. I'm down here on 417 going into Simpsonville, and man, it's rough. Have you got me okay?
Quieting back into the repeater.
Well, I couldn't even hear the tail squelch before. I must have been down in just a little hole there. Well, hey, what is it up there? It's 25 at my house, and I'm down here coming into Simpsonville, and it's 29. What's it up there? I bet you about to get frosty, aren't you?
Right now, it was 13 this morning when I got up, and I've been dealing with frozen water lines this morning.
Okay. Well, hopefully it'll get above freezing this morning sometime, or today sometime.
Supposed to up here. Supposed to be down, or high today's in the mid-20s.
Are you PEX or are you copper?
Is CPVC, but it always freezes right there on the nipple going to the pressure switch is where it freezes on my pressure tank and all that. So as long as I catch it early enough, that's all I have to deal with.
So you're on a well.
Live out in the country. We don't have city water out here.
For my mom and dad, we would take one of the plastic drums and cut it in half and flip it over and put it up there over the top of the a well, and we'd take a 100-watt light bulb and just, you know, kind of put it under the elbow coming out of the well going back down into the ground, and that usually did the trick. It worked for them.
It does here too, but my well separate from my pressure tank, and the pressure tank's under the house, so the bulb burned out on me last night, and that's why it froze this morning, I guess.
For LOO testing.
Over there, Patrick, let him test away.
For LOO, I believe it was. This is KO4HBX. You're sounding good into the repeater.
Yeah, four. I appreciate it. I really don't get a chance to get up here. My name is Tal, by the way. So I just test it out from time to time, make sure I'm still good and connected.
This is Patrick on this end, but could you give me your name one more time? I didn't get that.
Tal, T-A-L. It's actually Tal McPollard if you look it up on the WRO. On the website though.
Now, I think you and I have spoken before. It's been a little bit though.
Yeah, I think it was maybe 3 weeks ago or so. I came out and I got on to make sure I was still up and running good.
Roger that. That sounds about right. I remember the name more than anything, but you're sounding good. You got a little bit of white noise on you, but I think you're on a HT if I remember correctly.
That's correct. It's a little cheap Valvoline, but that's basically what I got for right now as far as a mobile device is concerned. And my job, it pretty much keeps me working 7 days a week, so I don't really get much chance to get on this anymore.
I know the feeling. Luckily, I can keep a radio in my truck. I work for myself and run it a tool route, so that's what I do.
All right, well, I appreciate your time. I didn't mean to interrupt your conversation there, but I'm going to have to go inside the building here now. Once again, like I said, they're working 7 days a week, so it's kind of crazy.
Now, you have a good day, and try to stay warm if you have to get out and about. And good to talk to you again, and come back anytime. KO4HKX.
Will do, will do. KQ4LOO out.
For VWA and KO4HKX. You still out there, Steve?
Like a bad habit, I keep coming around. Hey, there ain't nothing wrong with a Baofeng. I mean, they're inexpensive radios, and for what they are, they work. And he sounded fine. There ain't nothing wrong with a Baofeng. a lot of people just looked down on them because they didn't spend $300 and $400 for it. But I tell you, that they work. And I tell you what, have you ever heard of Vevor? V-E-V-O-R?
I heard of that one.
Vevor.com. V-E-V-O-R.com. And it's, you know, it's kind of like Temu or Temur, or, you know, kind of like Amazon, limited Amazon. But they've got Baofengs on there. I mean, for dirt cheap. It's crazy cheap. And they've also got a new Baofeng handheld that's 10 watts.
I have to check that out. But I have seen that Baofeng that's 10 watts. I don't know how much I trust that, but you know how that is with the Chinese stuff. But I have found a pair of the Kuoshengs, and they're cheap little radios just like the Baofeng, but they're a lot easier to program than the Baofeng is.
Any of that Chinese stuff, they don't think in logic progressions like we do. They're different. And but you know what? For $39.95 for a 10 watt handheld that you can just, you know, if it quits on you after a couple of years, trash can it. Hey, what have you lost?
I've got good radios and I've got cheap radios. And cheap radios is like when I'm crawling under the house and have to do something there, or I'm in danger of something happening to a $300 radio instead of a $30 radio, or if I have to let somebody else borrow one, here you go, you're getting a $30 radio.
One that's a 6 meter, 2 meter, 440, and down in the microwave range. And it works great, and I gave $279 for it. And I've also got a really good Yaesu FT270, and that's a fine handheld. But I don't take them out on the boat with me. If I go out on the boat, it's a Baofeng.
Like I said, that's what I got these little radios for, is they're cheap, disposable, and that's what they're meant to be. They're not meant to be anything other than that. The only thing I liked about the ones that I chose, the Kuoshengs, was they're easier to program than the Baofeng.
I got one of those programming cables, and I got that Chirp software. So, anyhow, it's a spreadsheet just like anything else. And I tell you what, I gave up manually programming stuff a long time ago. It's just not worth the aggravation. You know, you got Baofeng, then you got Yaesu, and then you got ICOM, and every one of them are completely different. I don't have to learn that many systems. I just go program it off the computer and forget it.
That all works great, and I do the same thing, but I still like to know how to do it off the front of the radio in case you got to program something on the fly. I've run into a couple of places where that I needed to do that, and it was just like pulling teeth, and I was like, this ain't worth it. I'm going to find something different.
What you mean? I know what you mean. Well, hey, are you enjoying the extra class so far?
Looking forward to getting through this over the next couple months.
Well, I thought you had gotten your extra.
I've been a general since 2021 is when I got my general, and decided now that they're offering the class, I wanted to take the class to try to get my extra.
Well, in 19, I got my technician in July, I got my general in August, and then I got a new knee, and various other stuff, and then we got into COVID. So, you know, it just got put off and put off and put off. So, I'm finally getting back there to get back on that extra and be done with it. You know, we get it one time and we're there.
Thing about it, as long as you don't let your license expire, you don't ever have to retest for it. So, But it's a constant learning, a state of learning, which is what I enjoy about it.
Yeah, I don't know about that calculator, though. The answer that I was getting was 11 point something, and I finally figured out that I was putting in 2 and then the square root, and I wasn't putting in the 2 pi, then the square root. And when I put in the 2 pi, it came out right.
About math is it's very precise. There's no forgiving in it. It either works or it don't.
Politics, it's either right or it's wrong. There's no in-between.
Sure. But Steve, I'm going to jump off here so I can try to get warmed back up and make sure everything's working okay now. You be safe out there mobiling around and try to stay warm today. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3.
On Tuesday night, bud. You take it easy. Try to stay warm. Oh, and by the way, my heat pump hasn't turned on in 5 days. I've been running that wood stove to death, baby, and that's good, warm heat. I called the house just a little bit ago, and my wife said it was 76 degrees in the living room. Catch you later. KN4 VWA, still mobile for about 15 more minutes.